Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students at Pella Christian High School had a unique opportunity over winter break called Winterum. Some students traveled, others took coursework, or participated in internships. In the first part of a two-part program, let's learn more about it and go in-depth with 18 students from Pella Christian High School. How many people here traveled during Winterum? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of you traveled. How cool. All right. And you're going to tell us where you traveled in a moment. Some of you took classes. All right. How many took classes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 took classes. And some interesting and entertaining classes, I'm sure. And how many did internships? 3, 4. Let's start with travel. I hope some of you went someplace warm. Did you? You're nodding. Always, if you just say your name before we talk, so everybody will know who's talking, just say your name and where you traveled to.
Megan Eveland.
Megan, where did you go?
I went to Haiti.
To Haiti?
Yeah.
Well, there's been people from Pella Christian, a lot of people from Pella that have gone to Haiti for a variety of reasons. What were your impressions of Haiti?
It's a lot different than the United States, obviously. It actually wasn't too hot when we went because it was pretty rainy. But there's just a lot of cactuses, and all the roads are really rough and red dirt roads.
What'd you do while you were there?
We poured cement floors for families. We work with Many Hands for Haiti, and we planted plantain trees in families' yards and distributed food, stuff like that.
Are you a changed person?
Yeah, definitely.
How?
I'd say that the community down there kind of changed me because it's just so close-knit, more than it is here. Everyone's just willing to help out each other. They're very generous to each other. And it was also like a great opportunity for me to practice French because I took French for 2 years at school, so I was able to communicate with people a little bit, which was really exciting.
Alexis DeVries.
And where did you go?
Eastern Europe. So we went to Hungary, Ukraine, and Poland.
And what'd you do?
We visited, in Ukraine, we went and saw the school in Ukraine. It's a English, what would we call it, Mason?
It's like a, what do you call it when you move?
Boarding, oh, yeah, boarding school. English, yeah. Boarding school in Ukraine. And we hung out with some of the students there for a couple days. And we went and saw waterfalls and kind of just had fun and got to know the Hungarian students. And then we went over to Hungary, and we were in Budapest for a couple days, and we toured around the city, and then we learned about World War II there and communism, life under communism. And then we went to Poland, and while we were in Poland, we went and saw Auschwitz, and we learned more about, World War II and communism.
You got sort of sad when you were talking there. Why did you get sad?
Seeing Auschwitz, it was very sombering, seeing what exactly happened there, because we learned about it all of our lives, but then actually seeing it and seeing where all these people died and seeing they had their pots and pans and their shoes and their glasses. And so it was kind of hard finally just realizing that it actually happened and seeing it firsthand.
My name is Blake Veenstra.
Blake, where did you go?
I went to Haiti.
You went to Haiti too?
Yes.
And did you pour concrete and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, pour concrete, painted houses, planted plantains, all what Megan said.
Uh-huh. And so was it hard work or?
Some of it was hard. They didn't have the like machinery we do down here to do all the easy stuff. It was a lot more manual labor.
So how did that make you feel when you were doing that?
Well, it made me feel like better about the job that you did because you put more work and effort into it and
you put more work and effort into it than what? Than what you do at home?
Yeah,
or
what
something?
You do at home. Like, if you're laying cement in the United States, you're going to have machinery to mix it and stuff. But all they did down there is they poured water, sand, then cement bags, and they mixed it with shovels.
And so did you do it with Haitians?
Yes, we did do it with Haitians.
All right, was there a problem communicating?
There kind of was, but you could see what they were doing, and then you could do it, and you're like, their faces, you could see what they wanted you to do, and they had hand actions and stuff.
And some things are universal.
Yeah.
Are you changed?
I'd say yes, because down there you see what we have, and like you're like, I want this, I want that, and down there they like have nothing, and like they're happy, they're satisfied with what they have. They're happy people. They're happy to see you. They wave when you wave, and yeah, up here they don't do that.
Mason Donaldson.
Mason, and you went to Europe too.
Yeah, I went to Eastern Europe.
And you enjoyed that? That sounds like a pretty cushy trip to me.
It was, we got to stay in some pretty nice apartments and stuff, but it's very different over there from the United States, what they have in their apartment. I think each place we went, there was like a different type of bathroom and shower. Like in some of them, there was no shower curtains, and like you can't throw toilet paper in the toilet and flush it. You have to throw in a trash can. So it's different conveniences and that you have over there from the United States.
Yeah, it's always sort of surprising. It's even stunning a bit at first. Sort of feel like a dummy walk. Well, I do sometimes feel like a dummy walking around.
Yeah, our guide over there, Eric, he didn't want to bring it up that you have to throw the toilet paper in the trash. So it was very awkward when he told us.
But what was the most important thing you learned?
It was amazing to go experience the culture over there. We got to go to Ukraine, Hungary, and Poland, and we traveled through other countries, but we didn't stay there. And it's just the people there do things differently. They live differently. They do different things for fun. And when we were with the Hungarian students, you just got to learn, you know, how they live, what they do for fun. And it was really eye-opening because we live here and we have our own friend groups. And it was just cool to go see those other people and what they do.
Are you bringing back anything for fun that the Hungarian kids did?
I don't know.
Give me an example, something they do that we don't or you don't.
Well, they sing a lot more than we do, I find. When we were there, we were on the buses a lot traveling. It's basically nonstop music with them. And maybe that's just me because I'm not a very musical person. But like they just blast music in the back of the bus and they just scream the entire time, and it was really...
We sang at supper. We'd always sing after we ate at supper.
Yeah.
So that was different.
They seem to be a lot more musical over there.
Well, that seems like maybe that's something we should adopt.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pella Christian High School students about their winter room experiences. And what's your name?
I'm Abby Ambroson.
And where'd you go?
I went to Spain.
How was Spain?
It was wonderful. The first at least 5 days, I just couldn't believe that I was there, and I felt like I was in like the Spain part of Disney World or something. It was amazing.
And so what did you learn there?
We stayed a couple different places, but we went to Granada for 3 days and worked with a youth group there and really got to know them. And we had to practice our Spanish a lot, and they were practicing their English. So that was a little bit of a struggle, but it was fun, and we found ways to bond. Let's see. We did a lot of touring. We toured the Alhambra, and we went to a bullfighting museum, Real Madrid, just a lot of tourist stuff, but also mixed in with some working with the church people and the youth group.
Any hard labor, pour concrete or anything?
not exactly, but Granada, I don't think that there's like 5 feet of just flat land there, and we walked a lot. One day our chaperone's Fitbit said that we had walked 10 miles in that one day, all up and downhill. And so our calves are great now.
Would you like to go back someday?
Oh, yes, for sure.
And it looks like you went to...
I also went to Spain. My name's Emma Stravers.
And so tell us about your experience.
It was just so eye-opening to see the culture over there. And like she said, we visited many different places and got to meet many different people. And what was cool for me was seeing the different architecture over there. It's all a lot older. So I've been to Chicago and New York, and it's fun to compare modern United States cities compared to Madrid or Granada, because there's just a lot more older architecture mixed with the new, because it's an older country. We also visited the Alhambra, like she said, and there we actually got to stand in like the courtroom, I guess, where Queen Isabella gave Christopher Columbus the, I don't know, she allowed permission for him to go overseas and to find India, but he found the Americas. So that was really cool.
What was the emotion going through you where you were standing at that spot?
Well, it was just kind of eye-opening, because I felt like I was in a place older than anything I've ever touched before, which was just mind-blowing, I guess.
It was like you're time-traveling.
Yeah, almost.
Okay, and where did you travel?
I went to Houston, Texas.
And your name?
My name is Bailey Rosa.
What did you do in Houston?
In Houston, we went to about 4 different houses, and we put up drywall, and we painted, and we just fixed up houses. And then we went to another location where we built a greenhouse for Builders Without Borders of Texas.
And, of course, Houston is still recovering from the hurricane, huh?
Yes, definitely. We only fixed 4 houses, but there were so many houses that needed help. There was one house that didn't have any walls, and we just put up walls in every room, and it was so different once we were done.
And were you working with the people whose house it was?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, we started, and they were so happy that we went there. They were, and then in the end, they were so joyful, and they wanted to see us again and help us, and they wanted us to help them again and to, like, do flooring, and yeah.
It was a pretty desperate situation, huh?
Yeah. They were so happy that we got there. They did not want us to leave.
And you're smiling. You had that same experience,
yeah.
I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Tessa Brower.
Okay, and Tessa, what, you were nodding a lot at that. What did you bring home?
I thought it was really cool to see, like, even in, they were all so desperate. Like, there was so much destruction. Like, we went to Brazoria County, which was, like, 2 hours from Houston, and there were 21,000 houses that were affected just in that county. And it was, like, really cool, though, to see, like, how much hope everyone had, even though, like, they were having so much trouble and stuff.
Yeah, hope is better than despair, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and so you had images in your mind from television, radio, newspapers, whatever you had read. How did it compare to the real thing?
It wasn't as destructive looking as, like, on TV, because we came, like, a few months later.
Mm-hmm.
So there was fixing up that had been done, but it was still, like, really, like, a lot of houses were, like, totally destroyed.
So do you think that in a situation like that, if we had some kind of a disaster like that, big earthquake or something, do you think we could come back like that?
I think so, yeah. But in Texas, everyone is just, like, if they get down, then they just, like, pick themselves back up, and everyone, like, works together to fix their houses and everything, and it's really cool.
Would we do that?
Yeah,
I think
so.
Well, that's good to hear.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Pella Christian High School students about their winterroom experiences. And we're moving on to the people that took classes.
Yep.
Okay. And your name?
I'm Kayla Nadelborg. I took 2 classes, a helping people with disabilities class and an astronomy class.
Which was your favorite?
I don't know. I like different things about both of them, and I don't think I can choose a favorite. I like them both about the same.
Okay, helping people with disabilities. What didn't you know? What most surprised you about that? Had you ever thought about it before?
Well, one of the reasons why I took that class is because I wanted to know more about, like, how to help them and how to serve them. And one of the things that I learned is that, like, when you're serving them, you can also allow them to serve you. And you're there to support them and not to just do everything for them.
But how do they serve you?
Like, if they ask to do something for you, don't just dismiss it and, like, give them everything. Allow them to also make their own decisions and help you, too.
Well, and depending upon the nature of the disability, I mean, everybody's different, and it's probably sometimes really hard to negotiate, to figure out what to do and what not to do and how to do it, and it just sounds sort of intimidating a little, was it?
When you think about it, it sounds intimidating, but when you meet the people and really get to talk to them and get to know them, I mean, everything just kind of comes easier because most of the people that we met and talked to were so nice and accepting to us, too. And so it was just nice to see how happy they all were.
Well, so a barrier was broken a barrier that exists between many of us that don't interact with people that have those challenges. So you're changed, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And astronomy?
Yeah, that was another really cool class.
Best part about astronomy?
Well, we got a star lab, which was really cool. So it's like a big dome and you have a projector in the middle that projects like the constellations on it. So we got to learn about like the constellations and how to find them. And we also went to an observatory where we got to look at their telescopes and learn more.
It was wondrous, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking into the vast reaches of outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And your name?
I'm Sierra Plyma. And I took a class and we learned more about human trafficking and just like became more aware of it.
Well, that's something a lot of us don't even want to think about.
Right. It was really eye-opening and just so sad to hear about like how common it is and how many victims there are.
Right. And so what can we do?
Just raising awareness and like there's not much we can do because there's a certain point where only authority can do, like make a difference. So just making sure people are aware of it and what the signs of it are.
Did you learn anything about how people, especially young women, can avoid getting caught up in something like that?
There's not really. A lot of the victims come from homes who, you know, not very steady homes, like with lots of abuse and lots of foster families. That's where it is most common.
That's sort of a sobering class to take, but you can still profit and learn and grow from that.
Yeah, yeah, we did learn a lot. Yeah.
And was there another class you said?
No, it was just an all-day class.
All-day class.
Yep, yep.
All day. I don't know, I have to say, you're very brave. I would have probably picked Spain or something.
It was scary. Like, we watched some videos, and it was really saddening to just see the victims and all that they go through.
Any hope anywhere that you got out of it?
There is, like for the victims, there's counseling, like to get over the trauma that they've been through. So we visited a counselor and that was really great to hear from her. And there is hope because God created our minds to heal, so.
And your name?
My name's Emma Kolb. I did the same class as Sierra, the human trafficking.
And what was your take on it?
I learned a lot, like statistically. Like one in four girls, one in three or something like that, girls is abused sexually in their life. I learned that from the time of the Civil War, like where there's a ton of like slaves, there's that was like 27 million in the world at that time, but today there's 40 million. There's mm-hmm. more than there ever has been. And that was like crazy to me because I didn't think about that. I thought there would be less slaves, but there's like so many more today.
Well, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
So how are you changed after this?
I'm more aware in a sense that I feel like I'm protected and that I can maybe like help some other people if I see something.
Well, yeah, you probably know what to look for where a lot of us don't know after
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. I bet you do, don't you?
Yeah.
And we like to think that it doesn't happen here, but it sure does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks to all of the 18 students from Pella Christian High School who shared their winter experiences. Tomorrow on In Depth, more students. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.